This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Success. Did we achieve success in the midterms? I say we did. Some say we didn't. The Democrats certainly can't say they had success because they were expecting a blue wave, wanted a blue wave. We're telling everybody that they should get a blue wave, and they didn't get it. Now there's people running around, we got the House. Woohoo, we got the House. Is that success? Some people say success is not a destination, but it's a journey. Right? You shouldn't just be looking at the end. You have to be looking at all the things in between. Here's my point about success is, number one, it's very subjective. There was a guy, and I tell this story not often, but it's a funny story to me. He's a boxer. His name is Lacey. And he's a he's a very fit black dude. I'm talking about to the look of a boxer. This guy had the body. And he fought a guy named Calzaghe. I think it was for a middleweight championship. And both of them were champions in different, like WBA and WBC or WBO, IBF, all the different ones. And they had split the belts, and it was going to be a unification fight. And Calzaghe is a kind of a scrawny looking white dude who, right, quite honestly, if you put the two together, you go, oh, Lacey's going to crush this dude. And because Calzaghe was, I'm not kidding you. Look at his, go Google this picture and see what I'm talking about. It's a funny spelling, Calzaghe or something like that. But go look for him, and you would never believe it. But Calzaghe said, I remember this quote. He says, everybody thinks this guy's going to come in and destroy me. He goes, this will be one of my easiest fights. He goes, I will beat this guy to death. He goes, I'm gonna pummel him. And everybody's thinking, you must be out of your mind. Lacey was already looking at the next fight. He was like, well, after I beat Calzaghe, I got, you know, this guy to fight. You know, this, and I'll be honest, if you look at the two of them, I wasn't following boxing that close, but I'd seen Lacey fight, and he just go, and he's like Mike Tyson, just boom. And I'm talking about ripped. You know, like Apollo Creed, Rocky ripped. So the fight goes on. And I'm watching Calzaghe, who was known as kind of a pity pack puncher. Not a hard puncher, but just cumulative. And I'm not kidding you. This dude was like watching a secretary bird peck at a snake. Have you ever seen a secretary bird beat a snake, you know, kill a snake? It never misses. I don't care how fast the snake is. The secretary bird just goes pip, 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 with his big long beak. And it hits the snake. Two or three times with this very pointed, you know, keratin bill. I'm talking about hard, like a rhino horn. And just bing, bing, bing. And it hits it like three times. And the snake finally gets drunk. And then the bird just hits it one time. Bang. Knocks it down. Puts his big old claws on it. The secretary bird's probably about 5 feet. Puts his claws on it and then starts eating it. It kills any snake. If you're a snake and you see a secretary bird, you better get to running. I've never seen it attack a python or anything like that, but like a rattlesnake or a pit viper, pff, done. So what Calzaghe did was he just peppered this dude. I mean, he must have been 80% in just punches, not power punches, just blip, 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 blip. I mean, it was like watching a good drummer. And by like the seventh round, Lacey's face is swollen and he survives. But here's what he says at the end because it was a shock to the world. And Calzaghe goes, I told you this would be one of the easiest fights I had. He almost knocked him out in like the 10th, 11th, and even the 12th rounds. But Lacey made it through the fight. And when they went to him, they said, well, you know, what do you got to say? I mean, you seem like you had a rough day in there. And here's what he said. He said, well, at least you didn't knock me out. Now, this is a champion that was already talking about the next fight, looking through this guy, and his idea of success was, after I beat him, I'll get over here and I'll fight this next guy. That's who I'm really looking forward to fighting. And Calzaghe's success was, I'm going to beat you, and it's going to be an easy fight because I've trained for you, and here's what my success is. I'm just saying, it depends on what your definition of success is. The champ changed his definition of success at the end of the fight. The big black dude, because he was like, my definition of success was he didn't knock me out. It looked like four or five times he's going to knock me out, didn't it? He didn't knock me out. Yeah, that's his brag. So that's what the brag is for the left. After they didn't get knocked out, they're going, well, you know, they didn't knock us out. Okay, well, good for you. Because let me tell you, we got 2 years that's coming up that I think is going to be very interesting for us. And you know what it's going to take? Our definition of success. And here are the key factors to success. Hard work, perseverance. When you look at any different quotes, Vince Lombardi, sports figures, coaches, and, you know, teachers, and even people who've achieved what they believe to be their idea of success, they give you these things that always come into play. Hard work, perseverance, you know, biding your time, being consistent throughout the period. It's like, you ever heard somebody say, yeah, it only took me 20 years to become an overnight success. When it comes to teamwork, they tell you what it takes for it to be successful. It takes a coming together. You know how we beat the Democrats in 2016 and held on to the Senate, even though we got cheated out of the House? How we achieved success? We came together. It's going to take even more of that. There are going to be more people that leave these movements. There are going to be fewer people willing to cheat in the next 2 years. We have to make sure that happens. But you want to know the real key to success? The absolute key. Something you must have no matter what your walk of life, no matter what it is you want to do. You want to know what you must have in order to have success? You paying attention, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show? Because I'm going to give you the secret decoder ring to success. I'm about to break it down for you so you never forget it. You can pass this along to your kids, people that are worried about the next election cycle and all these other things. This is the one thing you must have. No matter what you're successful in, it's failure. That's right. You got to fail. You got to know what it feels like to fall. I watched the guy skate, a black dude, just as I jokingly said to Melissa that the black guys can't skate. And his brother comes out there, man. This dude was like freaking the black Wayne Gretzky skating around the rink. And when he came off the ice, I said, man, you are one heck of a skater. And I said, how did you get to be that good? And how do you do it backwards like that? He goes, oh, man, he was explaining how you do it backwards. He goes, I know it sounds simple, but you got to reverse the motion. But here's what he told me. To be good, he goes, a lot of falls. A lot of falls. That's what I tell my son. I would say, he'd strike out or something in baseball. I say, man, you got to strike out 1,000 times before you really get good at baseball. How many times do you want to?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
One television station that is entirely devoted to attacking my administration. I mean, you know, that's a pretty...
I assume you're talking about Fox.
No, that's a pretty big megaphone. And you'd be hard-pressed if you watched the entire day to find a positive story about me on that front.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I wanted to play that clip of Obama lamenting Fox News because he lamented Fox News' entire administration. He attacked Fox. I looked to see how many clips we had of Obama attacking Fox, and I only found the one where he said that. But if we wanted to, I could have done entire segments just dissecting Obama saying, you know, Fox, you know, you can't even turn on TV without Fox saying something negative. He did everything he could to destroy Fox News. And you know what happened? It went the other way. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson Jr. listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. It's funny how convenient the media is by completely dismissing the out-and-out frontal attacks of Obama on Fox News, the only news outlet that would dare question him in anything. And Trump, who talks about all of the media. He singles CNN out, and there's a reason for that. And I can tell you, if you're interested, I'll tell you. You guys want to know? Okay, because my producers want to know, so I'll tell you guys. The reason Donald Trump singles out CNN is because people know about MSNBC. They know they're buffoons and clowns, and they're too far gone. There are people in the world who view CNN as real news. So by Donald Trump focusing his wrath on CNN, it appears he gets more of the covers that he's looking for. You're not going to change most of these people at MSNBC. But those middle-of-the-road people that think CNN is really being fair and balanced, those are the ones he wants to win. So he attacks them constantly, consistently. And oh, by the way, here's the key word, rightfully. These people are crazy. These are people who, I mean, Donald Trump wants to do the right thing for this country, and CNN won't cut him any slack. Guys, look, I'm not going to take you through all of the different things that these people do, all the great things that Donald Trump's done that got no coverage whatsoever. But you look at MSNBC and CNN on the coverage of Avenatti, when Avenatti was supposed to have all this information about Trump, Stormy Daniels, and the Julius Swetnick crap, and all the other things he was supposed to have. And nothing came of it. And now where do we find ourselves? Avenatti has been kicked out of the building, where they kicked his law firm out of the building. He owes his law partner almost $5 million. He's essentially persona non grata. He beats his wife, and now he's fighting that charge. This is the person that they put up above the President of the United States, including Stormy Daniels, a porn star and her creepy porn lawyer. That's what they made as news. The caravan, full of criminals, people that want to come and tear down our borders, to disregard our laws. Have you heard CNN mention the legal immigrants in any significance? All they talk about, oh, these poor kids, poor this, poor that. I argued with somebody just the other day. Oh, in fact, I'm going to play you a clip. I'm going to play you a clip of a guy who called me to argue about taking kids from the border. We'll play it next hour. It's not a clip. It was my actual conversation. He called the show. We weren't on. I called him back. And I'm going to let you hear that conversation, much of it as you can. But he's a moron, and he listens to the program. He can't help it because it's the best program out there, right? And he said, oh, you're going to give out my phone number. Why would I give out your phone number? I'd have to care about you to give out your phone number to somebody. It's just ridiculous. Anyway, I'm going to let you hear that. And, yeah, I ended up cursing at him. I bleeped him out when we did the recordings, but we didn't cut it. It's the conversation, and I told him, I'll play this on the show. You're being recorded. I'll play it on the show. Oh, you just want people to know who? No, he says you won't debate me. Yeah, I'm like, I'll debate you. Well, let's debate on the show. Okay, let's debate on the show. What day do you want to debate? Well, I don't know. I go, okay. Well, look, you got me now. Let's debate. So anyway, we had the debate, if you want to call it that. It was me wiping the floor with his little white buttocks. But here's my point about this. Barack Obama attacked Fox relentlessly. His entire presidency. They don't cut me any slack. Look at them. They're over there telling lies. They ain't saying nothing. They never say anything positive. There was never anything positive to say. Fox reported his fake unemployment numbers. They reported his GDP numbers. What did he expect them to say? They reported when he took a bunch of money and shipped it overnight to Iran. They reported when he essentially dismissed Russia, when he said he's going to have his meeting with Medvedev, when he had the meeting with Medvedev and said, hey, we'll do more when I'll give you more concessions when I get reelected in 2012. Well, what does he want to tell him? Fox reported on all the scandals that Barack Obama says weren't scandals that are going to come out and bite him. Anyway, here's what Major Garrett had to say about it, former Fox guy. I don't know if he's still with Fox, but here's what he said.
Major, I would love to get your thoughts on what's going on with Jim Acosta right now, particularly given your experience in the Obama administration.
Sure.
When there were efforts to shut you out of the briefing room.
There's never an effort to shut me out of the briefing room. But what there was, and I will just quote the Obama White House, there was a war with the news network that I work for, right. Fox. The White House said he was at war with Fox News. Mm-hmm. I was its most visible editorial representative on the White House grounds as a senior White House correspondent for Fox. The White House would always pull me aside and say, well, really, Major, we're not at war with you.
All right.
And I said, stop talking to me like that, because when you're at war with my network, you by definition are questioning and assailing my journalistic credibility and the work I do here every day. So don't tell me it's not about me. It is about me. Now, they never tried to pull my pass, but they had this sort of arm's-length relationship to Fox and tried to demonize it on a daily basis.
Lots of animus towards Fox, and they demonize them on a daily basis. That's exactly what I was saying. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. That was Major Garrett. But you don't hear anybody talking about that. But you hear, oh, Donald Trump, he attacks CNN all the time. He attacks fake news. He certainly does, and he deserves to do it. And now, you know the difference? Barack Obama was ineffective. He couldn't shut Fox down. Fox's numbers roared during this period. Not CNN. CNN is in, I mean, they're bleeding red ink. They're firing people in different divisions. They have to reconstruct in different areas. Why? Because Donald Trump has said, I am at war with you. But he's not at war with the media. He's at war with the fake news media. He's at war with a media who grandstands, who isn't there to really let people understand what's really happening in the world and what he's been able to accomplish. I would love to be able to flip a switch and have the media behave against Barack Obama if he had the record that Donald Trump has. It would be so blatantly dishonest and disingenuous, they would have nowhere to run. But we can't do it. We can only do it in our minds. Go ahead, try that little thought exercise.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
All the gains the Dow made in 2018 are being erased. Yesterday, the Dow lost nearly 400 points, and today looks like it's going to be just as bad. The president's top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, says everyone needs to just relax.
Corrections come and go. I hate to see anybody lose any money any time, but we know that's the reality of it.
Security will be very tight for the 92nd annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City. New York City Police Chief Rodney Harrison reminds you to leave that drone at home.
People like to use them, but they're just not appropriate in New York airspace or at these events.
In a White House tradition during Thanksgiving week, President Trump pardoned one lucky turkey.
Peace, I hereby grant you a full pardon.
Pease and his buddy Carrots will be retiring at Gobbler's Rest exhibit at Virginia Tech. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Donald Trump doesn't quit. That's what I like about him. I don't like it about him. I love it about him. I'm not crazy about everything that Donald Trump does, even though it's really close. I tell you, for a politician, he's as close to love as I think I could possibly get. I don't have to agree with him. I always hear people like, you know,
well, Kevin, I like Donald Trump, but he does these.
And I'm like, there's no buts. I get it. You don't agree with him 100%. Congratulations. You don't agree with your wife 100% or your husband. You don't agree with your kids. You don't agree with your boss. You don't agree with your pastor 100%. So stop with the, you know, the little, oh, you know, I like Donald Trump, but these things that I do. Every time I tell people, because they'll tell me, I don't like the tweets. And I go, what? Are you kidding me? Are we still there? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I don't like the tweets. The tweets got the man elected. The tweets are breaking down the media. The tweets are exposing the deep state swamp rats. The tweets are furthering his agenda and putting it directly into the hands of the people. The tweets are what got us the Senate and kept us from losing more in the House. And quite frankly, we won the House and they cheated their way through it. The tweets or what made sure that they didn't cheat with the other special the elections that were being recounted and all these other things. What are you talking about? You don't like the tweets. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Are you kidding me? The tweets. Donald Trump does things differently, and you know what you ask for? People listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, do you know what you ask for? You ask for somebody that would do things different, that would change the status quo of D.C., that would change politics and the way it's conducted. And you know what you constantly do? I'm not getting after you. I'm just telling you about yourselves. You go, oh, there's nothing that's going to happen with this Hillary investigation. There's nothing that's going to happen to James Comey. There's nothing that's going to happen in all these different things. Oh, yeah. Stuff's going to happen. But the sad news is it may not happen the way you think, like the news that I got about Whitaker that I didn't like. I'll talk about that. But here's what I'll tell you. Things are happening all around you. They're happening daily. More things have happened in 2 years than you ever dreamed possible. Stop. I'm going to stop and admit, let you admit it right now to yourself. More things have happened to where you go, holy cow, man, oh, man. I love this. You know, Donald Trump said you'll win so much you won't even, you'll forget how to lose. You're going to say enough with the winning. I don't think you're ever going to say that, but I get it. Here's what I always say. I say, why are we winning so quickly? Yeah, why are we winning so quickly? You know, I want to win more paced because that's what's going to help us, you know, keep this thing moving in the right direction. Donald Trump can't do everything. Like, here's what the left will do. They'll let him win over the next 6 months post-midterms. He'll win all the way into 2019, towards the end of 2019. Then they'll start trying to stop him. They'll start talking about how crazy he is going into 2020 and so on and so forth. That's what they're doing. And there's also some positioning going on. They're trying to position Michelle Obama. They're trying to position Oprah Winfrey. They want one of those women to run against Trump. They think they can win. Once they have the cheating apparatus in place, they think one of those people is going to do it. And don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if Michelle Obama says, I think I may go ahead and run. She's already doing the things to beat, you know, to beat up on Trump. She wants to know that she is 100% certain and she no longer has that. If Hillary was in office, let me tell you something. Michelle Obama would have been guaranteed to run to be the first black female president. Without Hillary there, she's got to take pause. She's got to take pause. Anyway, what am I talking about when I tell you that I really like what Trump is doing? Well, first of all, he kicks out Acosta, right? And then he says, you can't come back until you learn some decorum, you little chump. And CNN sues, and they get a little bit of a stay of execution for Acosta. Acosta, he can come back. He can be in the White House. And Trump says, fine, he can be in the White House. I don't have to call on him. When I say the microphone's gone, it's gone. But first of all, I don't have to call on him at all. I can close down the press conference. I can leave in the middle of his question. I don't have to do anything. But I got something up my sleeve, and I told you guys, I warned you. Donald Trump said, I don't have to do this. And people are mad. It was a Trump judge that said it. The Trump judge said, build a process, and if Acosta doesn't follow the process, then you can kick him out. So Donald Trump says, fine, we'll build a process. If you ask your question and we say you're done, you're done. If you aren't done, we're kicking you out, and you'll be banned from the White House. That's the end of that. Now, I don't know what he's done, but I've heard that there's a process that's been built. If that's indeed the case, congratulations to everybody, because now he is now in line with the court order. So here's what I read. I don't know where this was at. I guess it was CNN, but it says, shortly after a federal court restored CNN reporter Jim Acosta's press pass, the White House took almost immediate action to contest his access, sending the journalist a letter saying his pass will be suspended again after the court's restraining order has expired. Now, why do I like this? It seems petty, doesn't it? People, it's petty, man. Yeah, it's so petty that he's doing that. No, it's not. It's not petty at all. What it is Donald Trump saying, I'm going to assert what it means for you to deal with the president, and you're going to deal with me the way you deal with everybody else. And it's him yet again saying the press is not going to win. See, here's the difference, folks. People that don't know how to win don't understand why you must keep winning. Once you win, you have to say, I'm not going to lose anymore. Now, people, he won a race in between. So let me put it in terms of like the Olympics. Usain Bolt will train. And during the training process, occasionally somebody will beat him. But wait until the Olympics comes. He's not going to get beat. All that was just, yeah, I'll let you think you're winning. I'll let you, you know, it'll give you, you know, for most people that beat Usain Bolt, and I'm just using him as an example, that is their Olympics. That's as good as it gets. They are so ecstatic that they beat him during training that they take their eye off the ball. Bolt's like, even though he's fast enough to where he didn't lose a lot, because he's a winner. He's trained to win. But occasionally he'll lose. He'll go, okay, I tweaked the muscle. I didn't feel that good. He doesn't have to make excuses. Trump ran a race. He went, I lost that race. It was meaningless. It was one of these training races that in the end doesn't have any significance. So he's okay. Yeah, I lost it. But guess what? I'm winning the next race because the minute this thing expires, Jim Acosta, you're out again. Because I'm going to be done with you on principle. And then, I heard, and I don't know if this is the case, I'll get a little further into this article, but I heard CNN sued him again. But let's continue. So CNN, they said, filed Monday, it hoped the parties could resolve the dispute without further court intervention. Now, let me tell you what I think Trump is positioning for. This is just my guess. You're listening to Kevin Jackson, by the way. KJRadio.com if you want to give me a call. 844-551-8255. But here's what I think Donald Trump is positioning for. He's saying, CNN, you're either going to give me a new reporter that has some respect for this office, or I'm going to make your life miserable. There you go. That's what I think. I think Donald Trump is putting a shot over the bow. And that shot over the bow essentially says, I'm not dealing with Jim Acosta. I said what he is. He's a, what do you call him? He said he's a, he's an ignorant. I don't know if he said he was, he's ignorant. I don't know if he said that, but he said he was a rude guy, right? I know he alluded that he was, that he's rude. So he's like, I don't have to deal with him. So I think what Donald Trump is positioning for is to just give a complete smackdown to say, I'm going to show you how powerful I am. I'm going to make you trade out your little attack dog, and you're going to get somebody in here that will show some decorum. Anyway, here's what they said. From the looks of the letter, the White House is trying to establish a paper trail that will empower the administration to boot Acosta again at the end of the month, said Brian Stelzer in his Reliable Sources newsletter. I mean, the idea that a guy from CNN would actually have a newsletter titled Reliable Sources really cracks me up. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders and Deputy Chief of Staff for Communications Bill Shine signed the letter, signaling the administration wants to keep fighting Acosta, CNN said Monday. The network's attorney said the letter is an attempt to provide retroactive due process. Yeah, maybe it is. I think Trump knows how to play the long game better than anybody. And that's what I think he's after. So now they're saying CNN and Acosta want a hearing for a preliminary injunction the week of November 26th so they can try to see if they can circumvent what Donald Trump is doing. They issued a statement accusing the White House of, quote, continuing to violate the First and Fifth Amendments of the Constitution, which is a lie. Donald Trump, there's nothing that says the press has to be in there. It's the fourth estate, if you will, of government, and they're supposed to be doing their job the right way, and they're not. And for Donald Trump to take his stance and say, no, you have a First Amendment right, as do I, and you have to come here and abide by rules. So we set up the process. You're not following it. CNN, you want to get somebody else in here? I'm more than willing to have them. I think it's a great stance.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Hendy audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span, but they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to givetheadventure.com. That's givetheadventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to givetheadventure.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So Tucker Carlson is a buddy of mine, as you guys know. And he's been picketed now at his house, and they threatened his kids, and one guy called his daughter the C word at a country club where he's a member. I mean, it's free reign, you know, to go after conservatives for any reason whatsoever. But the left will tell you they're tolerant, they don't believe in violence and all these other things. These are the people that have the unions, they've got the Klan, they've got Antifa, they've got Black Lives Matter, they've got the new Black Panther Party, they've got the KKK. They have every attack. Name me an attack group that the Republicans have, that we own. Name me one. I'm waiting. Yeah, you can't think of anybody. Oh, the Tea Party. Tell me where a Tea Party's beat anybody up. Tell me where anything that's overwhelmingly conservative has gone out on the street and intimidated and beaten people down and said, we'll get you. You show me your lynch mob, I'll show you a group of leftists. You want to know why? Because we believe in the rule of law. Right now, we should be rioting in the streets over what's been going on with the Hillary Clinton crap, with the Clapper stuff, with all the different things that Bongino talks about in his book, Spygate. I talked about John Carlin. I talked about, obviously, James Comey and Andy McCabe and all these guys. They should all be in prison. Susan Rice, the guy who was over, Hoskagen, the guy who was over the IRS for a while, Lois Lerner, all of them. They should be in prison. Barack Obama. You know why Barack Obama is not being prosecuted? I'll tell you right now. You want to know? You guys want to know? Because he's black. If Barack Obama were a white Republican, he'd be in prison. Let me tell you, they don't want black people to revolt. That's the reason why right now in England, if you guys are following this Muslim stuff, they won't arrest imams, kick them out, whatever. Right now there's a lady, her name is Asia something, I forget her name. She got prosecuted in Pakistan for being a Christian, for supposedly blaspheming Muhammad. And she's been was on death row. It took the United States to get her out. The Brits wouldn't even address it. You want to know why? Because they didn't want the public sentiment of Britain, all the Muslims, to revolt. That's what we're down to. That's why when people tell you, when you get a certain number of a group of people that are willing to do stuff, they get scared. Black people represent less, 13% of the population. But they're willing to revolt. They're willing to tear stuff up. Now, they'll go tear up their own neighborhoods and stuff like that. And occasionally will spread into other areas. But when they spread into those other areas where politicians are, they start getting their butts kicked. That's when the police go. The powers that be say, cops, you can now turn on black folks. They've spread into white neighborhoods. But until then, they can do what they want. Burn Ferguson down. Burn Cleveland down. Burn down your black city, D.C., Atlanta, whatever. Just don't come into the suburbs. And we're good to go. So that's what they do. But you can't name an anarchist group of Republicans or conservatives. We don't exist. Oh, Kevin, you have the militia. When is the last time you've heard anything where a militia went out, did anything crazy over the stuff that's going on in this country?
Oh, Timothy McVeigh.
Really? I know that's what people do. Like I said, show me a group of people, not some lone wolf crazy anarchist. Who, by the way, I don't take credit for. It doesn't happen. It happens with the left all the time, whether it's Occupy Wall Street, who I left out. Doesn't matter. At some point, they're going to try to intimidate any way they can. But they'll act like they're good people. They are not good people. Tucker Carlson, as I said, was getting protested. They will camp out in front of our houses and do these things. We ought to start doing some of the same things, peacefully, of course. But we have to do the same tactics. Keep them up at night. You know, use bullhorns and do whatever. You don't care anything about the students, teachers, union president. You don't care anything about workers, AFL-CIO president. You know, we got to be in their faces. Anyway, Tucker wrote a book, Ship of Fools, How a Selfish Ruling Class is Bringing America to the Brink of Revolution. And this person writes, Tucker Carlson gets to the heart of the seriously bad situation that confronts America. Ship of Fools is, says the opening flap of the book, the story of the new American elites, a group whose power and wealth has grown beyond imagination, even as the rest of the country has withered. Now, I don't know that we've withered, but I'll tell you this, Jeff Bezos has made enough money. It's hard for me to believe I'm saying that. Jeff Bezos has too much money. And the reason I say it is because he's getting our money. He's getting government money. He no longer needs it. Jeff Bezos, if he wants to fund some clandestine piece of code or whatever, he can use his own money. He doesn't need our money anymore. But he's got fat government contracts. In geospatial technologies, and I'm talking high-tech stuff. And he's now so big that he's untouchable. Donald Trump is a poor man. I'm talking seriously poor compared to Bezos. He's seriously poor compared to Bill Gates. He's seriously poor compared to Zuckerberg or Sergey Brin. And take all of the Facebook billionaires, the Twitter. Well, he's not as poor as Jack, but I'm saying there's lots of people that influence everything that we have going on in this country that make a ton more money than Donald Trump. So when the left comes at you with this, this idea that he's some rich guy, let me tell you, Bezos can't stand Trump. He bought the Washington Post, who's done nothing but beat up on Donald Trump since the man entered the race and was a serious contender. They haven't stopped. They haven't stopped. These guys get together. They get together with these, the brothers that took over Fox, Murdoch's boys, Lachlan, and I forget the other guy. But they all get together and they collude against us, and they get these cabals together, and we think we're getting, it's fair and balanced. We think, if you think Facebook is really going to give you, you know, some sort of fair look at stuff, look at what they've done. They bought Schumer off. They bought off lobbyists that are now going in there and getting these senators and stuff to go, okay, let's pretend that we don't really see what's going on with Facebook. Let's pretend that we don't know what's happening. And this is where we are. A handful of elitists run this country and run the world. A handful. There are 100 people in the world who are manipulating it. And do you know the only thing that's stopping them? Oh, it's not a trick question, but I don't know if you'll get it. I don't know if you'll get the answer. So let me give it to you. It's you. It's not the citizens of Britain. It's not the citizens of France. It's not the citizens of Germany. It's not the citizens of any country except America. And I'll promise you this. It is not Donald Trump. It's you. Bolstering Donald Trump. I was talking to a girl she's like putting a wrinkle in politics over in Britain. She's running with the, she was a, what would be the equivalent of a leftist here in America. I'm talking about a staunch one. And she found out how much they lie and they cheat, and she switched over. And she became an independent. And she was trying to espouse all the things that she learned while she was a leftist. The independents kicked her out. She was too radical. So she tried to go over to the right. And it, long story short, she just started her own party. That party is gaining traction now. All these quote, subversive parties that were small at the beginning, you know, that are now the Brexit movements of the world. They're, in every country, there's a person like her. And I was so happy to meet her and the guy who runs that party, because she said, we're growing. People are finally getting it. This is a woman, I'm telling you, she was a Gloria Steinem type in Britain who became like you and me, because she saw it. And she watched how a handful of people were manipulating and running the system, and she said, enough of it. Tucker, this thing that Tucker says, the people who run America now barely interact with it. They fly on their own planes, ski on their own mountains, watch sporting events from the stands and skyboxes. They have total contempt for you. And I thought about it and I went, wow, it's so true. The things I've seen and the wealth I've seen in the past 6 months would blow your mind. And people do things that you and I couldn't have imagined the things that people do for themselves and get done for themselves until the last 6 months. He says, in a thumbnail, you cannot possibly have a more accurate description of American elites, not to mention the reaction they produce, the election of Donald Trump. As someone who long ago left the precincts of inside the Beltway D.C. to come home to the wilds of central Pennsylvania, it was plain what was coming down the pike November of 2016. This area was awash in Trump signs. They were everywhere, even hand-painted on the signs of barns. As it were, this was a sure sign of what Tucker described this way. Trump's election wasn't about Trump.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.